It's hard to believe that it's almost been a full year since you've heard from me on this platform. In some ways, it feels like this last year has flown by, and in other ways, and I'm sure you can relate to this, it feels like this year has been its own eternity. After delving into what for me constitutes my kind of spiritual origins, having grown up in a Christian background and kind of wanting to delve into the depths of how I am composting the inherited religious framework that I received into a courageous and creative unknowing, I had to kind of go quiet for a while. There's a way in which discourse about unknowing, you know, meaningful conversations and explorations about this topic, which have been so helpful for me and hopefully helpful for you as well. It's still discourse, though. And time needs to be reverenced for the space it provides to actually integrate, to practice, to live these things out in the fields of one's own life. In my case, I really needed to just descend into the bodily beingness and becoming. I had to kind of return to the focus of just being a maker for a while and not talk about making. As most of you know, I set out on this venture on this podcast to share the process of what I was living in. Letting go of what I thought I knew, the safe life, the predictable life, the life with like a steady paycheck life. I kind of miss that life, I'm not gonna lie. Into the terrain of really allowing myself to center my creativity, to let art and making take center stage, and all of the terrifying uncertainty that comes with that. And as we've explored on this podcast, it's not just about letting go of the safety rails of the expected life that you thought you were going to live. It's also letting go of the scaffolding of belief systems, of the entire structures that undergird our expectations or our ideas about arrival, about having a clear map, about feeling like we can count on some sort of spiritual equation to yield a perfect outcome. So, in many ways, it felt like, you know, I was still kind of gripping onto the side of the ship as like a, you know, figurative Jonah, just like not really wanting to let go fully, not really wanting to be swallowed by this like sea beast below that would take me into the depths of everything that I had been talking about, and to just let myself be taken by the monstrous beast of unknowing, which is, you know, kind of how I describe the creative process. So practically, what does that mean? It means that I have been traversing for the last year the land of what the fuck. I have been in it. I have been in the hurricane of making and relating and integrating and living and trying to give myself over to this gift of being fully alive, to let all of the ideas of myself go again and again and again in service of what could be. As most of you know, and as I've shared on this podcast, I'm a musician first and foremost. I guess that's maybe my like primary creative native tongue, although there are others as I will share. But in the realm of music, I have been working on an album for a couple of years now. It's called Me Veo, which in Spanish means I see myself. The concept of the record came from my love of a poem, which I've shared on this podcast, by the poet Rilke. I am too alone in the world and yet not alone enough. Here's how it goes. I am too alone in the world and yet not alone enough to make every moment holy. I am too tiny in this world and not tiny enough just to lie before you like a thing, shrewd and secretive. I want my own will and I want to simply be with my will as it goes toward action. And in those quiet, sometimes hardly moving times when something is coming near, I want to be with those who know secret things or else alone. I want to be a mirror for your whole body, and I never want to be blind or too old to hold up your heavy and swaying picture. I want to unfold. I don't want to stay folded anywhere, because where I am folded, there I am a lie. And I want my grasp of things to be true before you. I want to describe myself like a painting that I looked at closely for a long time, like a saying that I finally understood, like a picture I use every day, like the face of my mother, like a ship that carried me through the wildest storm of all. This project of Maveo it's been one that I've been pregnant with for a very long time. It's been years in the making. And I'm happy to share that there's a label family that I have connected with and found as a home that's going to support me in putting out my album. And it will be out in February of 2024. Because of that, I'm going to be doing a slight pirouette pivot on this show to share a little bit about the process of making, my process of making, of creating. And I'm going to be sharing the songs that comprise this record. We'll be exploring them together from their earliest conception to what they ended up becoming. And we'll explore the themes of the songs in conversation with friends. And I'm really hopeful that that process will be a meal for you, a journey into the record, sure, but also will also yield insights and perspectives that can feed you on your journey of unknowing, in your own commitment to being a creative, because as you know, and as I say on the show all the time, we are all of us, regardless of your job or your vocation, we are all of us creatives in this life, creating something with every choice we make, with every action that we take. A masterpiece is unfolding in the shape of our very lives. So I'm excited to share that journey with you, which will begin in January of next year. I know it's so hard to be patient, especially when I've been quiet on here for a whole year. But this stuff takes time, and this is part of the journey, is to trust the time that creativity requires, to allow ourselves to be pregnant with the questions of our lives long enough that those conceptions result in something new being birthed into this world. I'm also really excited to share that in the space of this year, in the midst of living that question, I also finally put together a book proposal this past year and embarked on the just agonizing process of shopping the book proposal. All of these things take so much time, y'all, it takes so much time. And the negotiations of all the things take so much time. You know, mad props to all of you agents and lawyers out there because, yeah, wow. But I'm so happy to share that I got my very first book deal this year, and I am deep in the process of writing my first book. And if you think waiting for the next season of this podcast feels like an eternity, I'm going to have to ask for more patience on your part because my book won't be released until early 2025. But we'll have plenty of time to journey into the concept of the book leading up to its release. So we'll get into some of those themes and ideas and explorations together on this show. But if the wait until the next season is killing you, or if you find yourself just really hungering for a little bit more support, community, or insight into your own unknowing, into the spaces in which uncertainty is calling you to let go of what you think you know, make room for what could be, I have good news. You've heard me talk on the show about the courses that I offer on creativity. I've developed a seasonal course for each season of the year, focused on how unknowing is inviting us in each season into greater depth, wonder, possibility. The seasonal courses are standalone. You don't need to take a previous course to be able to know what's happening in the current course. So I want to invite you to join a community of explorers, of courageous creatives who are exploring a lot of the themes that we talk about on this podcast, but in community together. The fall course is called Wean, which is about weaning from our expectations, letting go of what we're hanging on to. We're never really fully prepared, are we, to say goodbye, whether it's a relationship, a loved one, or even a particular chapter of our lives. And even after we've transitioned, we have this tendency to remain attached to what was. These unseen energetic agreements of attachments hijack us, often leaving us arrested, embittered, and causing further pain in the grip of their influence. So I designed this 4-week course that will run from October 16th to November 12th this year to explore how we can learn to wean ourselves from the addiction of what we thought we knew, our expectations, our desired outcomes, so that we can truly flow in the flexible, imaginative creativity of what could be. As we make this seasonal turn into fall, Wean provides a container in which you can acknowledge and take inventory with gratitude of everything that served you this year, while simultaneously clearing you before the descent into winter, so that you can be set free to begin the next year fully available to the unknown possibility that awaits you. So if you're interested in the courses that I offer, if you're interested in Wean or maybe in signing up for Womb, which is the winter course that's coming up, or the whole year's journey next year, there is a link in the show notes through which you can learn more and sign up if that appeals to you. But I'm also excited to share that there's another way that I can journey with you, walk beside you in the midst of unknowing. Over the course of teaching these courses over the last 2 years, many of my students begged me to consider doing spiritual direction or creative coaching. And listen, at first I had a real knee-jerk reaction to that because I was like, look, I am not some sort of guru in a cave. You know, I am not above you in this process of unknowing. I'm very much with you. It's for that reason that I'm constantly emphasizing on this show that there's no arrival in the work of learning to live with courage and creativity. We're definitely all in that together. So with that caveat firmly in place, I started offering one-on-one sessions to my students, and they've not only been meaningful and helpful to them, but it's been meaningful for me as well to share the skills, the insights, and the experience that I'm trying to apply to my own life. So I'm really thrilled to share with you that I'm now officially offering one-on-one sessions to the public. If spiritual direction or creative coaching sounds like something that could be life-giving to you in whatever life juncture you presently are in, or maybe you just feel like you need a companion to walk beside you on your journey in the midst of unknowing, feel free to check the link in the show notes below. I'm calling this offering Insight Sessions. Because what I've realized over the last several years is that the clarity of what matters most, our values, our purpose, inherent belonging, non-contingent worth, none of that comes into focus from following the rules, from achievements, acing your financial goals, or winning at life. The vision for our lives that most tugs at our heart, that is begging to be seen, can only really begin to be perceived as we fall through unknowing, as we let go of the safety rails and the bumpers that we've convinced ourselves we can't live without. And that process is, well, terrifying, and I would know. So I'm speaking from experience when I say that what helps us to keep going is often just the mirrored insights of someone who has been there or who is there, and who can help you locate where you are in the new weird, wild topography that you're traversing. Someone who can assure you that you're not crazy for leaving behind the safety of what has been, and can help identify what internalized stories you might be carrying that need a prescription update for you to take the next step. It has been so meaningful to me, such a privilege to get to companion people in this space of unknowing, to get to listen to the vulnerable, tender spaces of questions that this type of courageous, creative life opens up. So I wanted to make sure that you, my Unknowing podcast family, were aware of these other offerings, these other ways that you can journey with me and others in community, whether through the courses or with me in one-on-one sessions, as you so graciously and patiently await the arrival of the next season in January of 2024. I cannot wait to bring you into my album, Meveo, to journey through each song together in conversations with other people and explore the process of how these little melodies that I composed in my study, the study I'm sitting in right now, which by the way is an absolute mess, very much on par for Unknowing, but these little melodies that were birthed as I just sat there with my Gibson 69 Hummingbird guitar, and how they evolved into the songs that you will hear as part of the record. And I can't wait to talk about the lyrics and the themes and the images and the sensations and everything that kind of forms part of this offering, this music baby that I am so excited to finally give birth to. So I hope that this season, this autumnal season, is rich with letting go and making room for the unknown ahead in your life. I hope that you feel the seasonal invitation to shift into a posture of open-handedness and open-heartedness and curiosity and possibility. I look forward to spending a lot more time with you on here in January. And until then, friends, be wild, be brave, become. I'll be right alongside you, trying to do the same.